Can I have your attention, please? I now call to order the Paradise Town Advisory Board meeting for Tuesday, September the 26th. Would you all join me in the Pledge of Allegiance?
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
If we can let the record show that John Wardlaw and John Williams have excused absences this evening, however, we still have a quorum with the remaining members. If I can get county staff introductions, Lorna.
Lorna Staley, Clerk of Planning.
Stephanie Halsey, Commissioner of the District Office.
And is Blanca still in the back?
Yes.
Okay. During the meeting, we ask you to please turn off your cell phones, pagers, tablets, anything you have that makes noise. And if you need to have a conversation with your neighbor, if you wouldn't mind taking that outside. Sometimes with the air conditioning, it gets difficult to hear the speakers. Also, when we read your item into the record, then we ask you to please come up and use the microphone. Give us your name and address for the record, and then tell us what you want to do. I will open it to the public for any questions or comments, after which the board will move to vote. During the meeting, we have a public comment period. This is a period devoted to comments by the general public about items on this agenda. No discussion, action, or vote may be taken on this agenda item. You will be afforded the opportunity to speak on individual public hearing items at the time they are presented. If you wish to speak to the board about items within its jurisdiction but not appearing on this agenda, you must wait until the comments by the general public period listed at the end of this agenda. Comments will be limited to 3 minutes. Please step up to the speaker's podium, clearly state your name and address, and please spell your last name for the record. If any member of the board wishes to extend the length of a presentation, this will be done by the chair or the board by a majority vote. May I get an approval of the minutes of the September 11th, 2018 meeting?
Madam Chair, I'd like to make a motion to approve the minutes of the September 11th, 2018 meeting as presented.
So, motion to approve the minutes of September 11th, 2018. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Motion carries. Approval of the agenda for September 25th, 2018.
Madam Chair, I move to approve this evening's agenda, September 25th, 2018, with no additions and deletions. However, please note that the presentation that was supposed to be done by Metro Vice will not be done today. It's being rescheduled. So if anybody was here for the Metro, it will not be done tonight.
We have a motion on the floor to approve the agenda. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Motion carries. We do have a time period opening up for this particular job. For the Paradise Town Advisory Board, it's a two-year term that will start in January 2019. If you are interested in serving on the board, applications are available until Tuesday, November the 13th, and you can pick those up from Blanca or Stephanie in the back there and fill them out. As Bob will tell you, it's an unpaid position. We're volunteers.
Make sure you tell them how much we get paid.
Okay. Then our presentation was rescheduled, so we're going to jump right into planning and zoning, which is item number one, UC180637, Boulevard Ventures LLC, and 2495 Riviera LP, a use permit for a proposed hookah lounge, a design review for a proposed outside dining area in conjunction with an existing restaurant within a shopping center, the Boulevard Mall, on a portion of 43.1 acres in a C2 General Commercial AE60 zone in the MUD 3 and MUD 4 overlay districts. Generally located 310 feet east of Maryland Parkway, 1,300 feet north of Katy Avenue within Paradise.
Good evening. Lucy Stewart, 1930 Village Center Circle, representing the applicant. And as you know, the Boulevard Mall has gone through some remodeling in the last few years and cleaned up and new tenants, and this is a Mexican food restaurant that is occupied, it's already open. They've been working on getting their liquor license, and so what we're adding to, there's an outside dining area but they can't use it yet because we still have to get the design review for outside dining, and they're wanting to add a hookah lounge. And so they're restricting the hookah lounge to, they have an indoor in the hallway in the mall, and then they have also, it's called their indoor patio, and then some outdoor space that they want to make it for a hookah lounge, and then be able to use outside dining for dining and hookah. And so staff's recommending approval, and we respectfully request your approval.
Is there anyone from the public who'd like to speak on this item? Seeing no one, I'll close to the public, open it to the board.
Madam Chair, I thought I understood this application until Lucy passed this out. Thank you so much.
Clear as mud.
I understand what you're asking. I've read staff backup. However, your picture here shows...
That's the floor plan.
Except indoor and outdoor. Where is this? Just their, is this just their property?
It's actually a really big suite. It's like over 6,000 square feet. So what's indoor, what's outdoor is like this part here.
That's,
and then it comes down the hallway, and it's sort of an out, it's a inside the mall patio.
Oh, okay.
So it's a, it's a patio, but it's indoor. So,
but it's enclosed from the hookah smoke, right? So
yes.
It's not going into the, yes.
And it said something about closing it off from the food.
Right.
And it's still a Mexican restaurant?
Yes.
Mexican hookah.
I think they go to... No.
Okay.
Madam Chair, if there are no other questions or comments on this application, I'll move to approve subject to staff conditions.
We have a motion on the floor to approve this item subject to staff conditions. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Motion carried.
Thank you very much.
Thank you. Item number 2, UC180665, Kitak Development Inc., amended use permit to allow on-premise consumption of alcohol, a tavern previously not notified, and service bar in conjunction with an existing restaurant within an existing retail center on 0.9 acres in an H1 limited resort and apartment 8 and 60 zone in the MUD 1 overlay district, generally located on the northeast corner of Las Vegas Boulevard South and Four Seasons Drive within Paradise.
I don't know how many copies to bring, so just brought one.
Okay, that's
Raj Singh, last name, S-I-N-G.
The little button underneath, right there.
Raj Singh, S-I-N-G-H, and I'm here on Shikita Plaza on 3999 South Las Vegas Boulevard, Suite C, Las Vegas, Nevada, 89109. So, my name is Raj, as I stated. I own a form and operate a restaurant group here in Las Vegas on the Strip, and we recently decided that we're going to take our quick service restaurants and start serving liquor, mostly just beer and wine. And one of our restaurants, Mirchi, is in a special zone. And the previous tenant was operating a tavern use permit back in 2015. However, the business closed down. And later that year, 2016, the license also expired, or the permit expired. I'm here to request the reinstatement of that sale of tavern use permit so we can serve beer and wine.
Is there anyone from the public who'd like to speak on this item? Seeing no one, I'll close to the public, open it to the board.
Madam Chair, if nobody has any comments, I would like to make a motion to approve subject to staff conditions.
We have a motion on the floor to approve this item subject to staff conditions. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Motion carries. Good luck. Item number 3, WS180577, Eastside Convention Center LLC, waiver of development standards for the following: 1, alternative landscaping, and 2, alternative parking lot design and layout. Design review for minor site design changes to existing parking lots with access gates at various locations in conjunction with existing resort hotels, shopping center, and convention center, Harrah's, Flamingo, Link Promenade, Hilton Grand Vacation, and Forum Meeting Center on 15.7 acres in an H1 limited resort and apartment zone in the MUD 1 overlay district, generally located north of Flamingo Road and west side of Koval Lane within Paradise.
Good evening. For comments with Bronstein Hyatt, Barbara Shett, appearing on behalf of Eastside Convention Center LLC, Caesars Link LLC, and CEOC LLC, 100 North Parkway, Suite 1600, Las Vegas, Nevada, 89106. We're here in connection with the application before you, and we're requesting approval of improvements for a previously approved parking lot in conjunction with Paris Hotel and Casino, Flamingo Hotel and Casino, Link Hotel and Casino, King Promenade, Hilton Grand Vacation, and the new Forum Meeting Center. Specifically with this application, we're requesting a waiver of development standards and design review for the removal and replacement of minor landscaping throughout the parking lot, the elimination of landscaped items, removals of pedestrian walkways within the parking areas, the installation of wrought iron fencing along the portions of Cobalt Lane that's consistent with the areas around it, the removal and relocation of few power poles and light poles, and the removal and replacement of parking spaces striking and accommodating new parking layout. This parking lot has been dramatically improved over the last year in connection with the previously approved application. This application is again only for a minor design review, and that will help enhance the functionality of a lot of the vehicular and pedestrian traffic. The site plans before you show three pages. The first page shows the entire proposed redesign, and the second pages show the different parcels broken out for the redesign. The parking table, as provided, was also previously approved, and this redesign complies with the previously approved parking table. Staff has found the proposed redesign to not detract from any aesthetic, safety, or flow of the parking lot, and it provides a practical layout for the pedestrian paths, drive aisles, landscaping, and on-site circulation, and staff recommends approval.
Thank you. Is there anything the public would like to speak on this item? No one will close the public, open it to the board.
Madam Chair, as I went through this, one thing jumped out at me, and I was out of town and I got back and read this. But parking required 8,053, provided 8,026. I can't even tell you the last time somebody of this stature came before us and only wanted like 30 parking places less, not 5,000 less. So thank you. Parking is huge and one of my pet peeves. So Madam Chair, if there are no comments on this application, I will move to approve subject to staff conditions.
We have a motion on the floor to approve this item subject to staff conditions. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Motion carries.
Thank you.
Thank you. Item number 4, DR180689, County of Clark, Park and Community Services, a design review for improvements to the Sunset Volleyball Complex, including all accessory structures within the Sunset Regional Park on a portion of 148.6 acres and a PF public facility, AE60, AE65, and AE70 zone, generally located on the southeast corner of Sunset Road and McLeod Lane Drive within Paradise.
Good evening, I'm Cecilia.
Little button.
Good evening. I'm Cecilia Schaffler with Lage Design Landscape Architects here on behalf of Real Property Clark County. Our address is 2560 Anthem Village Drive, Suite 150, Henderson 89052. So this project is improvements to the existing volleyball complex. And we are not adding any new volleyball courts, we're just adding amenities to make it better for the users. So therefore, there's no impact on traffic, there's no impact on parking. What we're doing is adding 20 trees. We are adding 16 by 16 shade shelters with amenities. That means picnic tables, barbecues. We're adding 2 16 by 24 shade shelters, 1 24 by 44, 1 30 by 64, and we are adding 1 precast storage building. This is going to have a chilled water dispenser. It also is going to have storage for the volleyball leagues for themselves to be able to keep things there. In addition to this, because we're going to be kind of disturbing the site to bring these things in, we will be doing repairs to landscaping and irrigation, and we're adding 20 trees.
Is there anyone from the public who would like to speak on this item? Seeing no one, I'll close to the public, open it to the board. So there's only going to be bleachers at the one center?
That is correct.
And you think you just replace all the sand like 2 years ago?
Yeah.
I'm not sure when that was
done. I tried to keep it for my horse. They wouldn't give it to me.
Well, if no one has any other questions or comments, I'll make a motion to approve this item subject to staff conditions. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Motion carries.
Thank you.
Item number 5, DR180704, Business Investment LLC, design review for a proposed warehouse building in conjunction with an existing office warehouse complex on 1.2 acres in an M1 light manufacturing zone, generally located on the southwest corner of Cameron Street and Hacienda Avenue within Paradise. Hello.
I didn't bring copies for everyone.
That's okay, we'll share.
We'll share.
My name is Chris Madsen, M-A-D-S-E-N. Address is 5365 Cameron Street, Las Vegas, Nevada. We're actually proposing to build a warehouse out in the back of our facility that we run a general contracting office out of. We do a lot of framing, drywall, and we'd like to start keeping everything stored indoors. So.
Okay. Anything else you want to tell us?
If you got any questions.
Okay. Is there anyone from the public who'd like to speak on this item? See, no one will close to the public. Open it to the board. So it's going to be behind. Is this an existing fence?
Yeah. So here's that fence that we're looking at right here.
Mm-hmm.
This is the side of my building. It would be back behind there. This is another building that's building.
So it won't even be seen, basically.
No. And right now, this is currently what I'm dealing with in the backyard there.
So you just enclose all your stuff instead of...
Yeah, so right now I have connexes and, you know, just covered area that we're storing everything in. So now we're trying to build a warehouse to match the building.
Okay. I'll make a motion to approve this item subject to staff conditions. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Motion carries.
Thank you.
Good job. Item number 6, ET18400199, UC077116, TNT Venture Partners LLC, use permit first extension of time for a proposed senior housing complex, waivers of development standards for the following: 1, increased building height, and 2, reduced parking lot landscaping. Design reviews for the following: 1, a proposed multifamily residential building, and 2, redesign of an existing multifamily residential complex on 2.4 acres in an R4 multiple family residential high density zone, generally located on the east side of Topaz Street, 300 feet south of Tropicana Avenue within Paradise.
Good evening. I'm Robert Messiano, 107 East Charleston Boulevard, Suite 250, representing the applicant. This is for an extension of time for previously approved addition to an existing senior housing complex. For a couple of reasons, the project's been delayed, but they do still want to move forward with it. The drawings have been submitted, building permit is ready, the project was over budget, we're trying to get the numbers down.
Is there anyone from the public who would like to speak on this item? Seeing no one, I'll close to the public, open it to the board.
I have a question about the time period. Is December 6, 2020 going to suffice for timing? Or is that
yes.
That was my question.
Yes, I said the drawings have been completed in for building permit. The building permit is ready to be pulled. We're just trying to get the cost down.
So the financing is there?
Yep.
It's just the budget.
Yep.
Well, if that time date's okay.
Madam Chair, if there are no further comments, I'd like to make a motion to approve subject to staff conditions.
We have a motion on the floor to approve this item subject to preliminary staff conditions, which includes a date of December 6, 2020 to commence. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Motion carries.
Thank you very much.
Thank you. Item number 7, UC180674, CJ Sang & Sons LLC, a use permit to allow on-premise consumption of alcohol at service bar in conjunction with an existing restaurant on 1.4 acres in a C1 local business AE60 zone in the Mud 2 Overlay District, generally located on the west side of Maryland Parkway, 700 feet south of Katy Avenue within Paradise.
All right, my name is Adrian Brambilla.
The little button, Dave, underneath.
My name is Adrian Brambilla. Last name B-R-A-M-B-I-L-A. We're requesting, my address is 4637 Mitchell Linda Lane, Las Vegas, Nevada, 89121. My restaurant's address is 3901 South Maryland Parkway, Las Vegas, Nevada, 89119. We're requesting a special use permit for a service bar. We have enough parking. My restaurant size is 4,500 square feet, which requires that we have 45 parking spaces, and we have a total of 59. I don't know what else to say. Please.
Guess what? He made me smile, didn't he? He picked up on that a minute ago. You're a sharp kid.
Is there anyone from the public who'd like to speak on this item? See, no one will close to the public, open it to the board. So what's the name of the restaurant?
Sol Tapatio.
Okay.
Mexican food restaurant.
There you go. You don't do hookah?
No, we don't do hookah. But we want to do alcohol. A lot of our customers come in and we sell mariscos, which is seafood, and they want to drink beer with seafood because it goes really well. And once they see that we don't sell alcohol, they leave. They probably go to Linda Michoacan.
Yeah. Well, we better get him a beer quick. Madam Chair, if there are no further comments on this application, I'll move to approve subject to staff conditions.
We have a motion on the floor to approve this item subject to staff conditions. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Motion carries. Thank you. Item number 8, UC180675, Renaissance Drive, NV, LLC et al., a use permit for major training facilities in Nevada Department of Public Safety in conjunction with an existing office retail complex on a portion of 10.2 acres in the C1 local business zone in the MUD 4 and MUD 3 overlay districts, generally located on the north side of Tropicana Avenue, 800 feet west of Eastern Avenue within Paradise.
Good evening. My name is Dino Reynosa, R-E-Y-N-O-S-A. My address is 2295 Renaissance Drive. I represent Moonbeam Capital Investments. We recently acquired a lease with the state of Nevada for the Department of Public Safety, and we are seeking approval to approve a special use permit for a major training facility here at the park.
I'm Ruby Bledsoe, the lieutenant for the training division for the Department of Public Safety. We currently have two academies, one's in Carson City, and based on the need of the of officers for the Las Vegas area, we decided to open up a training facility here. We're currently being housed temporarily with the Army National Guard out on 6400 Grange Road and 215. We're excited to be able to move to a location where we can actually start developing our program, working with our cadets, and being a part of the community. Just to clarify, we won't have any firearm training or any kind of crazy sirens going on. It's going to be mostly classroom stuff. There will be some physical activity and some training outside, but nothing that's going to be like a huge noise disturbance.
Is there anyone from the public who would like to speak on this item?
We welcome it.
Oh, you don't want to go on the record. You just, okay. I'll close it to the public, open it to the board, and I will also thank you because I manage a building at Eastern and Flamingo, and I'm thrilled to have the uniform presence in the neighborhood. I think it will help a lot.
Madam Chair, I got a call from these people, and I did go examine the facility, where they are, and these pictures fairly represent. There's going to be a substantial presence there, and I made a smart aleck remark about having cops in the area, and then you guys show up. So thank you for justifying my smart aleck remark about cops in the area. But I mean, I meant it, but it was still. And so if there are no further questions, you got something?
Well,
I thought you were going to get served, but go ahead.
They haven't caught up with me yet. I'm fooling a few. Madam Chair, if there are no further comments on this application, I'll move to approve subject to staff conditions.
We have a motion on the floor to approve this item subject to staff conditions. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed?
Thank you.
Motion carries. Thank you. Item number 9, UC180682. Angotti Giovanni and Venison Geneva Conaway, a use permit to allow an accessory structure not compatible materials with the principal dwelling, waiver of development standards to reduce setbacks for a proposed accessory structure shed in conjunction with an existing single family residence on 0.5 acres in an RE Rural Estates Residential RNP 1 zone, generally located on the southeast corner of Russell Road and Hedgeford Court within Paradise.
Good evening. My name is Jennifer Conaway Benison. I reside at 5720 Hedgeford Court in Las Vegas, 89120. We're seeking to put what is basically a tall storage shed on the north side of our property. The south side happens to be our usable yard with very large trees that we hope to not remove if at all possible. In doing that, we clearly don't meet the setback requirements. However, that wall is a 2 foot 11 inch retaining wall with a structure above it. So the safety issue with the traffic on Russell is minimized in terms of entering our property. And that is where we stand.
Is there anyone from the public who'd like to speak on this item? Seeing no one, I'll close the public, open it to the board. Materials are excellent because I now understand completely where I didn't when I drove by. And based on, unless someone else has concern, based on the traffic on Eastern and the fact that it's walled in, I think that's an appropriate location.
It's nice to see somebody coming in with an application rather than after they've been busted.
Yeah.
They'll probably also save cars from crashing through your house when they wreck on Russell.
And on the boys in my backyard.
So given that, I would make a motion to approve subject to staff conditions. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Motion carries.
Thank you.
Thank you. Item number 10, UC180706, Five Star Development 3 LLC. Use permits for the following: one, a banquet facility, two, a nightclub, three, a recreational facility, and four, live entertainment within an existing office warehouse building. Waiver of development standards for reduced parking on 0.5 acres in an M1 light manufacturing zone in the MUD 1 overlay district, generally located on the north side of Cavaretta Court and the west side of Polaris Avenue within Paradise.
Hi, my name is Mark Shuck. I represent Five Star Development and Monday Star, which is the tenant of the building. My address is 10523 Brown Way, Las Vegas, 89135. I was here a year ago in front of you, and you were so gracious to approve this, and you asked to come for me to come back a year later, so here we are. And I just wanted to give you a quick report on what's going on and ask you to approve again so that we could keep doing what we're doing. In the first year that we've been in the facility, we've partnered with 21 of our local charities. We've been able to raise $220,000. We've given kids an opportunity to come and take part in the kids program with all the entertainers from the Strip. So even though the application was set as a nightclub and all of that other stuff, it's really just for the Monday Stuff program and live events. It's definitely not a nightclub. We did have to get approval from the county with a recommendation from the fire department to install a sprinkler system, which we did. We closed the facility for 2.5 months. We were able to raise $160,000 and install a state-of-the-art sprinkler system with fire department's help, and that was all taken care of. All of the parking issues, which I know you brought up last year, we have none. All of our neighbors are really excited for us to be in the building. When I went in front of the Clark County commissioners, they all actually scratched their head and they said, "Do you want to move this program to Polaris and Harmon? Are you sure you want to go over there?" And we said yes. And actually, all of our neighbors are so supportive of what we do because we're the only ones open after 5 o'clock because it's so industrial. And we've been able to help with the homeless situation and the vagrancy situation by the train tracks there. So that's been great. You asked us to install some trees and help beautify the neighborhood. We were able to do that. Clark County received all of that information and they signed off on it. So after 1 year being there, it's actually been incredible. The popularity of the program has increased tenfold by taking the program out of a strip property and having our own home, a true community center where we've been able to give back to all of these charities. Our board of 11 is in the process of selecting the 21 charities that we're going to partner with next year for 2019, and we'll announce that in December. And all I'm here is to ask that you grant us the approval again this year so we can continue to give back to the community. And if so, if there's a way to not have to come back every year, I want to request that too, so I don't have to come and bother you again. But I'm so grateful for your approval last year, and we just ask that we can continue to do the work that we're doing.
Thank you. Is there anyone from the public who'd like to speak on this item? Seeing no one, I'll close to the public, open it to the board. And it states that in your justification, you haven't had any issues. I don't see anything on our backup report from the county that said you have had any issues, but they're still recommending denial for some reason.
Right.
I asked about that as well, because it just, when I saw that email come from the county, I said, why are you recommending denial? And it's just simply based on their mathematical numbers for the parking reduction. If they have to, they can't say approval. Again, we've had Clark County commissioners in our building, on our stage, doing proclamations for certain organizations. Commissioner Sisolak has been to our events many times. So we're not trying to not do what we're supposed to be doing. And I think it was just a mathematical thing. Our treasurer from the organization series, they have to put that in there because on paper it's not a thumbs up kind of thing.
Yeah, but we do those all the time.
I was a little surprised by this.
Yeah.
I think it's just formality, and it looks like that this should have come up for review, and that was missed, and therefore you're back.
Yeah, that's my fault, because I was expecting like a notice. Saying you need to be here on this day, which we didn't receive.
Right.
And it was actually at an event where we had two or three of the Clark County commissioners at the event. I gave them a big hug, and I said, hey, I think I need to come back and see you at some point, and they're like, yeah, we don't know. And so again, it's just going through the same process again that we did last year, and continue the work that we're doing.
Well, I think to avoid that, we could eliminate the review as a public hearing, because it's 100%. Just not the type of use.
I agree.
Okay.
All right. Madam Chair, I will move to approve this application, subject to the, if approved, the staff conditions, with the removal of the 1 year to review as a public hearing. So we're removing the time limit on this application. Needless to say, if they have problems with their neighbors, I'm hoping the neighbors will turn them in.
Well, like I said, the neighbors have been actually great.
I understand.
Because, we're after hours, and
they're not here.
No, and so I would move to approve this application, subject to, if approved, with the removal of the time limit.
We have a motion on the floor to approve this item, subject to the, if approved, staff conditions, with the removal of the review as a public hearing. All in favor?
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Good luck. Hopefully the Planning Commission agrees with us.
Thank you, sir.
WS180678, Hofflin, Robert and Suzanne, waiver development standards to increase wall height in conjunction with an existing single-family residence on 0.2 acres in an R2 medium-density residential zone, generally located on the south side of Pescara Court, 150 feet east of Avola Street within Paradise.
Hi, Suzanne Hofflin, Haughlin, 2175 Pescara Court, Las Vegas, Nevada, 89123. I apologize, I'm a little bit nervous. This is my daughter, Erin. And this, I promise this won't take a long time, but I kind of need to introduce you to my family and why we're asking for this. This is me 4 years ago. I'm 54, and when I turned 50, I became a nurse. This is me graduating from nursing school. And about 8 months later, I got metastatic cancer. Mm-hmm. And our family had to downsize from a great big house to a little tiny house where we can pretty much talk to our neighbors through our windows. This is our little boy that we adopted from the Clark County Foster Care Program. We were foster care parents for about 6 years. And this guy got to stay with us. We didn't know it at the time, but he had fetal alcohol syndrome. And this is him today with me and my husband. This is my elderly mother that I she's handicapped, and being outside is really important to her.
Ms. Hoffman?
Yes.
Could you come over in front of us? Because that's, I'm having a hard time. There. Now. Now we're talking.
I'm sorry. You want me to just?
Nope. Yep. Keep going. Keep going.
Okay.
You're doing fine.
Okay. So this is our backyard. You can pretty much, pardon the French, but you can spit into our back neighbor's yard from our kitchen window. And they are very much aware of what we're doing inside our house. We're 6 feet away from our neighbor's window on one side and 8 feet away on the other side. And from our backyard, we have line of sight into 9 other backyards. My little guy, bless his heart, is a wonderful little person. He can be very funny by doing things like saying, "I showered," when in fact he Febrezed himself from head to toe. But he can also be a very scary little guy because you can't tell him no. People with fetal alcohol syndrome, they can't process anything out of their mind. And so if he's upset, he stays upset, period. And he will go into our backyard and scream things like, "Help, help, somebody call the police, my parents are killing me." And this happens on a daily basis, at least 5 or 6 times a day. We've been working with many services in the county to help him. And I've even called CPS on myself many times to make sure that they've come into our home and seen that everybody's fine, so that if any of our neighbors call, they know exactly what's going on. So the reason that I'm here, I can't even see my own picture. We have a 6-foot wall. It's it averages between 5'4" and 6 feet. Because of the concrete that's sloped so that rainfall can obviously not puddle. And we raised it, and this is for you, Mr. Donovan. I'm sorry, because I just went crazy and built the wall without permission. I'm sorry. So, and to be fair, it was a little bit stupid. I really didn't realize it was how big a deal it was. But my son went outside the night before I decided to build it and took a picture of my daughter's backside and ran around our neighborhood yelling, "Now I can look at her anytime I want to." And I went crazy. And that was the only time he'd ever been outside since we moved into this house. So the next day I went out and I built the wall height. So I'm sorry. I am trying to do the right thing now and get permitted. And I think taller fences make for better neighbors, just like people have known for thousands of years. So this is what our wall looks now. I put a mural back there so my mom doesn't feel really closed in, because we help her outside as often as we can. This is on the side of our house. We had our neighbor come over and scream at us at 9:30 at night that we had to take our little swing down for our little guy, because his dogs were running into the wall and hurting themselves because they could see the top of the chain. This is the neighborhood that I live in. This is what's on the other side of our wall, and my daughter is deathly allergic to dogs. So it also benefits her somewhat because it does break down, you know, dog poop that gets blown into our house. I guess that's it.
No, you're fine. Is there anyone from the public who'd like to speak on this item? See no one else. Close to the public, open it to the board. So the walls are yet? That's okay.
Okay. I'm all the time.
That's why we're here. If no one has any comments or questions, there is a 1 year to review. I don't see any purpose for her to come back.
It's 1 year to complete.
To complete?
And if she doesn't complete it within the year, she still has to go get building permits.
Okay, so within the year, she has to finish her building permits.
Right, so if okay. she doesn't get those building permits completed with the final inspection on the wall, then she'll need to come back through the building process.
Okay.
And there's another hearing on the 16th of October. I'm not sure what that's
going to be. That's planning commission. Okay. So after us, there's two approvals, us and then you're going to go to planning. Okay.
So Susan will make the recommendation, right?
Okay. I will make a motion to approve this item subject to preliminary staff conditions, which includes the 1 year to complete. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Motion carries.
So the approval votes the final condition.
Thanks.
Thank you. Item number 12, WS 1807.
Thank you.
Item number 12, WS 180700, 3400 Western Avenue LLC, waiver development standards to waive landscaping requirements, a design review for a parking lot in conjunction with an existing marijuana establishment, a dispensary, retail production and cultivation on 5.4 acres in an M1 light manufacturing zone in the Mud 1 Overlay District, generally located on the southeast corner of Highland Drive and Western Avenue within Paradise. Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, Madam Chair and members of the Commission. My name is John Hamilton on behalf of 3400 Western Avenue, LLC. Address is 3945 Double Creek Avenue, Las Vegas, Nevada, 89147. This is an existing development. Actually, used to be the former Shatakis Wholesalers building. I don't know if you remember.
Mm-hmm.
And so this has been there a long time. And what it is that it's been changed over, and now it's a dispensary. And there is a area of unpaid land on the parcels in the south lot. And the prior at the time of submittal, it was intended to remove all existing asphalt there. Of an area, but because it could be a little bit more ineffective to do that, we're just going to leave that alone and just take the unpaved area and just pave it. Unfortunately, and I don't know if what the code was prior, but in August 2017, there seems to be some new standards for parking lot islands, and what we would like to do is just merely pave the unpaved portion and not provide any landscape islands. That's the application.
Is there anyone from the public like to speak on this item? Seeing no one, I'll close to the public, open it to the board. I agree with you. I don't like landscape islands either because they're not manageable.
Madam Chair, before we go any farther, I will be voting on this item. However, the prior tenant in that building was Shatakis Food Wholesalers. I am a 10% owner of Shatakis Food Wholesalers. However, I never owned a nickel of the building.
No.
So I have nothing to do with the building other than that what was inside was mine. I've disclaimed that 1,000 times here now. But so I will be voting on this because I have no vested interest in this facility at all.
So is this going to be just a temporary lot for now?
Well, that's the idea.
Because
well,
you just redid the front to allow for the taxis and the Ubers and all of that.
Right. Well, I wasn't part of that episode.
But it got done?
Well, the front is, I'm about as new to this project development as one could probably be. The prior engineer is no longer involved on this project development for items separate. And so I've become involved in what we have is we just have an unpaved area in the south lot that was not paved for whatever reason. Now they just want to pave it, air quality concern. They just don't want to put in the little landscape islands. There's not water, domestic water service to irrigate it. We just want to, it's going to provide a whole bunch more additional parking, as you can see by the exhibit, and alleviate some of the congestion out there. That's what it's all about.
Well, I have no issue, even though staff doesn't like it, I have no issue with eliminating those because the trees never grow to the proper size.
Well, not only that, but we do have perimeter landscaping, though.
Right.
We do have
you
the
do.
Perimeter out there, so that, you know, that we're keeping.
So that's how I feel. You guys can...
Okay, guess what? You can, I'm behind you.
You okay? Yeah. All right, I'll make a motion to approve this application. Subject to the if approved conditions. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Motion carries. Good luck. Hopefully,
thank you.
The next group agrees with us.
Thank you.
Item number 13, AR 18400200, UC 045115, Noel, John R., and Linda L., Revocable Family Trust, a use permit second. Application for review to reduce the minimum size of a proposed financial services specified vehicle toy alone business within an existing shopping center on 1.3 acres in a C2 general commercial zone, generally located on the southwest corner of Flamingo Road and Eucalyptus Avenue within Paradise. We have an applicant. Okay, we'll trail that to the end. Item number 14, DR180707-3883, Flamingo Center LLC. Design review for a restaurant in conjunction with an approved shopping center on a 4.4 acre portion of an 8.6 acre parcel in an H1 limited resort and apartment zone in the Mud 1 Overlay District, generally located on the south side of Flamingo Road, 250 feet west of Valley View Boulevard within Paradise.
Good evening.
Thank you.
My name is Steve Schwartz. I'm with Chick-fil-A, 15635 Alton Parkway, Irvine, California, 9268. I'm here with Rob Lombardi as well with 4G Development. Tonight we're here to present our application for a new restaurant at 3883 West Flamingo Road. This is part of the retail center that has already received approval, conditional use approval. But we're here for the design review portion of that. This is a single-story brick and stucco building with accent windows, awnings, things like that. This will be operated by a local businessman or businesswoman to the community. They'll employ about 80 to 100 employees and new jobs in the area. Just really excited to be part of the community. We've been embraced by the town in general, and we're very excited to continue to influence the rest we can. So I'm happy to be here, happy to answer any questions that you might have. Staff is recommending approval.
Is there anyone from the public would like to speak on this item? See no one, will close the public, open it to the board. Sorry, I missed your call the other day.
Madam Chair, if there are no comments, I'd like to make a motion to approve. Subject to staff conditions.
Well, even though you didn't bring Bob any chicken, we'll
yeah, it's easier to get approval if you bring a sample.
I can help.
We have a motion on the floor to approve this item subject to staff conditions. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Motion carried.
By the way,
yes, sir.
On TV a few nights ago, apparently you're opening up inside a hotel casino. I don't need a comment on that. The question was, are they going to open on Sunday in the hotel casino? I don't even need an answer, but I just so you know, the public is talking.
I understand. Thank you.
Item number 15, TM18500159, Amon Development Group LLC, a tentative map for a one-lot commercial subdivision on 12.8 acres in an M1 light manufacturing AE65 zone, generally located on the north side of Post Road Alignment, 700 feet east of Cameron Street within Paradise.
Hello, Haley Shinton with ACG Design, 4310 Cameron Street, Las Vegas, Nevada, 89103. Here on behalf of the applicant, we're actually items 15, 16, and 17.
Would you like to do them all together?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
We will then read items 16, 17 together, which is number 16, VS180683, Amon Development Group, LLC et al., vacated abandonment.
It should be item 18, so 15, 16, and 18, right.
But 17 has the same name, 18 says PHWLV, or Planet Hollywood. 15, 16, and 17.
Never mind.
Okay. So we're doing 15, which I've read, TM18500159, 16, which is VS180683, Amon Development Group, LLC et al., vacated abandonment, easements of interest, Picard County, located between Cameron Street Alignment and Hinson Street Alignment, and between Patrick Street Alignment and Sunset Road within Paradise. And item number 17, ZC180350, Amon Properties LLC.
You're 17.
No.
Oh, there's
it up here.
There may be a change. I'm sorry. I'm
getting
a little bit.
Okay.
you. How about that?
Are we good?
We're easy now.
Okay. Which is 17Z180350, Amon Properties LLC, amended holdover zone change to reclassify 4.8 acres from RE Real Estate Residential AE65 zone and M1 Light Manufacturing AE65 to an M1 Light Manufacturing AE65 zone previously not notified. Waivers of development standards for the following: 1, cross access; 2, full offsite improvements, curb, gutters, sidewalks, streetlights, and partial paving, previously not notified. Design reviews for the following: 1, proposed office warehouse complex, no longer needed; 2, increased finish grade, no longer needed; 3, proposed commercial vehicles, semi-trucks, and trailer rental facility, previously not notified; and 4, proposed modular office structure on 11-acre portion of a 12.8-acre site in an M1 Light Manufacturing AE65 zone, generally located on the north and south sides of Post Road, alignment 750 feet east of Cameron Street within Paradise. Okay.
Sorry for any confusion. So I'll kind of go through all three of them. First one being the tentative map. I've got that right here. Oh, it's right. So, as you can see, it's these 5 lots. We've got the railroad going right in between. Later on, when I show you the actual site plan for the design review, we are only doing that west half of the railroad. That's where our site is going to be in the semi-truck rental facility. But obviously, for mapping purposes, we have to go through tentative map, final map, and record survey to properly parcel out these lots. These lots up here are going to be separate, and we're actually, the applicant is already working with these property owners to sell these off to them so that they can have some more land and potentially develop or do whatever they want with it. As you can see on this, it's a little hard. So right here on each lot, this little outline on each of them is moving us into the vacation part of this application. Those are just existing easements on the lots. They're obviously no longer needed, so we're just vacating them to clean up the parcels and make everything look nice. Moving on to the actual design review. Here is the site plan for that. We've got all parking that we need. We're asking for no waivers. We're doing the off-sites for Rogers and Post Road down there, doing a little knuckle. We've actually worked with Public Works to kind of come up with that since it is a little weird. We've got a gate, but the gate will be open during business hours. We've got all setbacks that we need of the building, the gate, the landscape. No landscape waivers. We're providing all landscape that might be needed. And then we're also doing the cul-de-sac down there, which moves me to one of the waivers, which is the cross access. We believe that with doing that cul-de-sac, they can, you know, these parcels right here can get all the cross access that they need using that. And then the last waiver is actually, let me pull this back. So up here, it's kind of hard to see, but up here is Farville and Post. And there is no offsites, there's no sidewalk, there's no curb and gutter. Obviously, because we're touching these and we're mapping these, it is coming up as a requirement, but we would like to waive that and request to waive that because our design review and our site development has nothing to do with up here. We're simply just mapping these, and then this will be sold off. So we would kind of like to request that those offsites be conditioned upon the development of the parcels up there. Show you
view of what the building looks like. It's just like a modular building, very small. What the elevations look like.
Very simple and tiny. And this is the landscape, so we've got the landscape down there and all along Rogers Street.
And then I can show you the floor plan.
This is what the floor plan looks like for the modular building.
And with that, I'm open to answer any questions that you may have.
Is there anyone from the public who'd like to speak on this item?
Staff would like to clarify on the east side of the railroad tracks that 2 weeks ago at your meeting, you approved a development on the north side of Post Road that encumbers the easterly portion of one of their parcels. And that project has been, by this board, been approved for a zone change. They're kind of double covering that parcel because they're moving forward with a sale on the east portion of it. That development will put in the full offsite on the east portion for Arvin and Post, where this development is going to take care of everything on the west side of the railroad tracks. That development and that land use that you approved 2 weeks ago will take care of the east side. So because this application came in second, they're requesting the waiver so that with the tentative map process, they are not going to be held to those offsites as part of their bonding and approval process, so that the properties can be split through the mapping process, but each developer will put in their own side of the railroad tracks offsite improvements. Sounds confusing.
You had me till that last part about each developer.
Well, we can approve this with the
waivers, because the other development
somebody else is taking care of
the Board of County Commissioners on the second,
right,
will be handling the offsites on the east side of the development.
Let me close it to the public first. So okay. Close it to the public. So the question is, because I don't remember last time, their request is that whoever you sell the other parcel to will do the offsites. On the one we approved last week, same condition. Or they got approved that they have to put the offsites in.
They have to put the offsites in.
Which is why you want them to say you have to put yours in too now. You can't wait till you sell it.
No.
No, opposite of that.
Opposite
no, she's
that.
Saying that they had to put the waiver in or denial in.
Right, because
she wants us to approve this.
No.
See, because here it says you can't approve it because you don't want the burden of the offsites to be done by a future property owner. You want it done now.
Which complicates the whole thing. I can show the map. I think it might be easier.
Do you have that overall?
I thought I understood that question.
So north is to the top. You have the east side, the west side. This parcel here is the parcel with the issues regarding offsites.
Right.
This is the area where where Post and Arville alignment right here is what this application is requesting to waive.
Right.
The full offsites. These offsites will be put in with the development here that was approved by this board 2 weeks ago and going to the Board of County Commissioners. They're requesting this waiver so that this tentative map can move forward, so that this developer with the tentative map does not have to bond and do off-site improvements for this portion of it, so that they can come back with the final map and subdivide this piece out for this development.
And you're okay with that?
We are okay with it as planning staff.
But you weren't at the time this was written.
Public Works wants all the offsites done at the same time, and the last conversation I've had is they were under the same understanding. I don't know why this was brought to them. So I can speak for planning staff, but Public Works, the people that I've talked to in Public Works, tentative map is going to waive
this portion of it, that way they can bond and report the mapping. There's no other way with the timing of the two sides of the tracks. It's not going through and it's not going across.
Okay.
And that's really confusing. Yeah, but it's
all right, so where do you guys have any other questions?
I just have one. The bike block wall around, if approved conditions here on item number 17, the bike block wall around the perimeter of the commercial vehicle, semi trucks, and trailer rental facility. What is the height of that block wall going to be if that's the case?
That's actually a request. We were on our site plan, we're actually proposing fence with screening, that was a staff recommendation. I think they state 4 feet is what they want. I think it says that somewhere in here. We're not too sure yet how we're going to handle that, if it's going to be an appeal or...
It says six, provide a
six foot
high decorative block wall along Roger Street.
Okay.
So... it's in their conditions that if we approve this, that you agree to do that. So,
staff have a problem with something other than a 6 foot high block wall?
Decorative
block wall. Okay.
The screening in along there is real low.
Okay. I'm just not familiar with that area, so.
Yeah, I don't think chain link with screening would survive there either with the trucks coming and going. I think block is better, but I don't know that it has to be a decorative block wall. It can be
it's trucks. It's trucks.
Cinder block. And that's a big cost between a slump block and a cinder block.
Yes.
Okay. So let's start with 15, you guys.
Madam Chair, I will move to approve item number 15, subject to staff conditions.
We have a motion on the floor to approve item number 15, TM18500159, subject to staff conditions. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Motion carried.
You have read staff conditions, right?
Yes.
There's a lot of them.
A lot.
One of them are very
okay.
During the same track that said the outside screen.
Madam Chair, I move to make a motion. I'd like to make a motion to approve item number 16, subject to staff conditions.
A motion on the floor to approve item number 16, ZS180683, subject to staff conditions. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Motion carries. And item number 17. Which we hope we get with Lorna's explanation. I'll make a motion to approve, subject to the if approved conditions. Let's see here.
Madam Chair,
mm-hmm.
If you look at the if approved under Public Works, we need to ask about full off-site improvements shall be required on Post Road west of the Union Pacific. So,
that is correct. They're only requiring the west side, which is where their development
is.
This applicant is on their development that's on the
west,
west
of the
side.
Rail. Okay.
Yeah,
the rail.
This is the west. This is
oh, I was on the wrong side. Okay.
Yeah, okay.
Thank you.
Okay. So we're clear on?
Yep. Yeah.
All right. So I'll make a motion to approve this application subject to the if approved staff conditions. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Motion carried. Thank you.
Good job, Pat.
Very good. Item number 18, WS180705, PHWLV LLC, waiver development standards to allow a roof sign where not permitted. Design reviews for the following. One, modifications to an existing patio area outside dining and drinking area. Modifications to an approved comprehensive sign package. And three, increased animated sign area in conjunction with an existing resort hotel, Planet Hollywood, on a portion of 37.4 acres in the H1 limited resort and apartment zone in the Mud 1 overlay district, generally located on the east side of Las Vegas Boulevard South and the north side of Harmon Avenue within Paradise.
Right.
We could have put you guys together.
We could have.
I know.
Once again, thanks for listening to our talk tonight. Steve Schwartz, Chick-fil-A, 15635 Alton Parkway, Irvine, California, 92618, and Rob Lombardi with 4G Development. So once again, this is to present the application for design review modification to an existing patio at 3667 South Las Vegas Boulevard. We're preparing to expand the patio area, the current patio area, by about 630 square feet, just basically squaring it off from what is currently kind of an arched patio area out there. It doesn't project any further into the pedestrian walkway and all the fire codes and things like that that obviously we have to comply with. So that's one part of it. Then the signage that, if you look at page in the red packet there, page 4 and 5, kind of look to the signage that breaks the plane of the roof line. I think that's one of the, yeah, exactly right there. So that's something that we have to ask for permission on. Once again, this will also be an operator, locally owned and operated, employ another 80 to 100 employees. We will be in front, this will obviously be in front of Planet Hollywood, so that may be where the casino comment came from earlier in the news. We will be closed on Sundays. Staff is recommending approval, and if you have any questions, happy to.
Is there anyone from the public who would like to speak on this item? Seeing no one, I'll close to the public, open it to the board.
Well, I was kind of glad to see that if they would allow a pitchfork above the roof line, they'd allow half a Chick-fil-A above the roof
line. The one that's unusual is the one right on top of the roof. We don't see that very often.
No, that's unusual.
Who is visible? Is that just the hotel? Could people look through and looking down?
Yeah, we got, obviously it's a vertical city, so yes.
So we don't see those. I can't remember ever seeing one.
There's one Wayne Newton jar.
He's not on the strip.
It's illegal.
And I applaud your standards.
We, this board oversees most of the signs on the strip, so we're very, we've been known to be anti-sign, but...
Yes, we have.
Those are very, very well done. Are these going to be video screens versus...
some of them are static, some of them are designed to be...
it said lifestyle graphics, so I wasn't sure if...
Yeah, that's probably going to be static or something that could be changed out over time. There will be, I think one of them is a digital type display, and that's still being worked through with our design team.
And one of the things I always point out, as long as we don't have beer ads everywhere, and I don't think that'll be a problem with you guys.
That'll be a problem.
So for no
we
one
have
else,
had one big beer site stuck in our craw for a long time. Sorry about that.
If there's no other comments or questions, I'd make a motion to approve, subject to staff conditions. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Motion carries.
Please get your...
Get this out of here.
No, it's too expensive to reproduce. You need
for the next meeting.
For the next meeting.
Item number 19, ZC180680, Warm Springs Road Real Estate LLC, zone change to reclassify 1.6 acres from RE Rural Estate Residential Zone to CP Office and Professional Zone. Design review for a proposed office complex generally located on the south side of Warm Springs Road and 760 feet east of Topaz Street within Paradise.
Good evening. Tom McLeister, 1904 Tomahawk Drive, Henderson, Nevada, 89074, here on behalf of the applicant. We are requesting a conforming zone change from RE to CP for medical office practices. It's consistent with the development that's to the east here all the way up to Pecos. They'll be residential in style, pretty much surrounded by residential across Warm Springs and on the other side of the railroad tracks. If you have any questions, we have any answers.
Is there anyone from the public who would like to speak on this item? See no one, I'll close the public, open it to the board. Is it going to have the same design as the Longford?
It'll be similar.
Similar to residential? Because I know the residents across the street insisted it looked like residential.
Yes,
so
it will look like residential. This is a typical elevation of a different
building. Here, I guess it's going to be very happy.
So everyone kept telling us CP was dead, but I guess not. No, this is on. This is rural. We're converting from RE to CP. Yeah.
But the rest of it to the east is already CP, right?
So, yeah, it already is. Mm-hmm. So I just meant in terms of the office market in that neighborhood.
Oh, I see, I see.
We keep being told it's dead, it's never going to happen, and that's why we should put in retail. So I'm glad to see someone doesn't believe that.
Well, Madam Chair, turn over for the comments. Are there?
Nope.
I will move to approve subject to staff conditions.
We have a motion on the floor to approve this item subject to staff conditions. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Motion carries. Thank you. General business.
Madam Chair.
Yes,
13. Item number 13. Do we have our applicant? Okay. We make a motion, return to board in...
Are you the applicant for 13?
No.
Oh.
Okay, then just a minute for general public.
October 9th meeting.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Motion carries. General business, nothing, Stephanie, Blanca, okay?
I know Blanca passed out, and there was some job fair flyer, so last meeting we offered a job fair at the Michigan Center on October 9th, which is the date of our next
meeting.
So it'll be that morning.
Comments by the general public. This is the period devoted to comments by the general public about matters relevant to the board's jurisdiction will be held. No vote may be taken on a matter not listed on the posted agenda. Comments will be limited to 3 minutes. Please step up to the speaker's podium, clearly state your name and address, and please spell your last name for the record. If any member of the board wishes to extend the length of a presentation, this will be done by the chair or the board by majority vote. Hello, your name and address, please.
My name is Corey Vinson, and I live at 2153 Briarwood Drive, Las Vegas, Nevada. And I'd like to submit our declaration of restrictions for the Royal Chris Rancheros. We've been having construction in there that are building two-story houses, which is against our restriction code. And I just like to submit it because I don't think you've ever seen a copy of it. And when I came before, when they were making the house, they didn't have any copy of it. So I wanted to make sure that you had a copy of our restriction.
Is that the one on the construction building that's on Russell and...
No, it's right at the corner of Trop and Eastern, that little there are some houses there.
Okay.
And the very first house on Gabriel Drive, which was Dr. Zorn's house, they made into a huge two-story building, and we don't want any more two-story. These are all old ranch-style houses.
Okay, so your CC&Rs actually had those restrictions.
Yeah.
Okay.
But have you given a copy to the county?
It's filed, but I don't know that they have a copy. It was filed at the recorder's.
It may be filed with the recorder's, but the way this works is it depends upon... if the original land use on the property had a restriction to limit the number of stories. County cannot enforce a civil document such as CC&Rs. So even though it's filed with the county recorder's office and will show up on somebody's title report, that may become a civil matter. So what we would need to do is see if the CC&Rs reference the original land use from that development, and that will take some voting research on staff's part. I'm giving my card.
I was going to say, please get her card.
And then I'll take that and then take it to my manager.
Do you have an extra copy? This looks like your original.
Not with me.
Okay.
But you have extras.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, but yeah, before we leave, let's make a copy that Lorna can take. And this is one of the things that when people come before us and we've had neighbors say, our CC&Rs say you can't do that, we take that into account if we know that they're there and no one's actually ever produced them for us.
Yeah.
So we recommend that, again, they talk to the county about it, they talk to the applicant. But if we could... in the future, when you have people building in the area, when your neighbors or you come, bring a copy of that with you, so because it will make an influence on us as whether we decide to approve it. The county may not do the research on the land use, but we as a board can say whether we recommend allowing it or not.
And if we deny it or you have a reason for it, then they can look into it. But if we don't know about it, or if the actual person wants to do the building has done their homework and they say, lady, you can't stop me, then we have an issue that we can address.
Okay.
So
most folks won't go through their title report and their title insurance to go through whatever protections and things as a civil matter.
So this is not as simple as just your CCNRs. And, I mean, we will honor them or try to, but as Lorna's saying, they can be gotten around depending on what came before your CCNRs.
Yes, it just depends on the land use and
how
to research on that
far
record. So all the information just...
Okay, great. Thank you.
Well, thank you for coming.
Thank you. We appreciate that. I'd say it's nice if we get to actually see them
and
know before we vote.
It was filed in...
Does anyone else like to speak? Okay, our next meeting is October 9th, 2018. Can I have a motion to adjourn?
Hang on.
All in favor? Oh.
Young lady, why are you here?
I'm just learning.
Okay, then.
That's good.
Then we'll adjourn.
All in favor?
Aye. I just knew that she wanted to say something. We didn't want to hold you out.